Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anina Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
So true. The nice man gets it right every time.
He does.
281-496-5711. We're answering gardening questions. We're going to keep that ball rolling. Anthony, thanks for holding. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks for taking my call. You've probably gotten 1,000 of these calls, and I may have missed some information. But on my St. Augustine lawn, I did a pre-emergence for weeds and all of that stuff back in January before it turned cold. Okay. Now the grass is starting to come back from the freeze, and just that I can see the St. Augustine sprouts beginning to run. But there's still dead grass. Do I cut the grass down to that level, or, you know, so that I get the dead grass out, or just let it grow?
I'm letting mine grow, but I guess you can rake some of it out.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, I don't have any problem with dropping that mower down and doing it. What often happens when we do that is we'll scald an area. Or scalp an area.
Yeah.
And that'll be kind of weed centric and set us back a little bit. But if you can be aware of where maybe some of the more green stuff is grown through, I think it's a great idea to knock back some of those older dead leaves. Now, they will fall and get consumed. The plants will cut them off and be done with them. I'm not opposed to dropping your mower and, mm-hmm. and kind of taking care of that.
Well, rarely do I bag my grass. I mulch it and let it stay down, and you know, throughout the whole mowing season, I never bag my grass. As far as soil treatment, do you recommend I do anything now, or just sit back and wait? And then, you know, there's a lot of the when you walk through the major stores, they've got the weed and feeds are out now. Do I not do weed and feed, just kind of let it grow?
Now is the time to feed, but definitely not to use a weed and feed. We recommend using the MicroLife
624.
I can never remember how those numbers.
Yeah.
To get that out on your lawn and get it going. But no, don't use the weed and feeds.
Yeah, it's the green bag, the multi-purpose.
The green bag, yeah, multi-purpose.
So, I mean, some weed and feeds are atrazine, which is death of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And some aren't effective because they hurt St. Augustine. Some aren't effective because it's too hot or too cold or too ebb and flow changing or too wet. What we know is that we can build up root systems and we can outcompete stuff. Is your pre-emergent that you use in January seem to be working, or are you seeing a lot of weeds right now?
Oh, no, I'm not seeing any. I've not had any weeds in my lawn for, I guess, a couple of years now.
Yeah, so, well, it sounds like that your January pre-emergent is a great move for you, and you don't need to poison what's not there. That's a big thing, right? It's like you don't need to kill what's not there. I'd get some MicroLife, the multi-purpose, the green bag that Anita's talking about. I'm doing remineralizer on my lawn right now. I did it in the end of the winter, but I've noticed that it helps me kind of keep a really lush, consistent growing and a nice dark green for the lawn. So the Nature's Way remineralizer, and one bag probably lasts me 6-7 months, honestly. Of that stuff. So,
it's good for all of your garden.
Yeah. Minerals get used up so quick. They get mm-hmm. washed away. And it's great to keep a balance of them. Yeah, Nature's Way Resources makes it. It's called Remineralizer.
Okay. And then last question.
Yeah.
Is I've got some, I guess they're called Japanese box hedges.
Yeah, boxwood.
You know, boxwood, yeah. During the freeze, of course, they got a little bit of damage to them, and yeah. I can see where there's some dead spots. Do I trim that out and, you know, just let nature take its way, or just let it go and don't do anything?
Okay, great question. I think a lot of people have the same problem with Japanese boxwood, so I'm really glad you brought them up. Your freeze damage on your boxwood is like the tip freeze that Anita was talking about earlier.
Yeah, the new growth, which is not hardened off, was definitely damaged by the freeze.
So, but if
most of that'll fall off on its own, and the plant will push out new growth without you having to do anything.
But if you're getting a big whole branch dieback, that's boxwood blight. That's a kind of fungal infestation. And the way to treat that is not with a fungicide. It is with a product called MicroGrow. It comes in liquid and granular. MicroLife makes it. They made it specifically to treat kind of fungal infestations as disease help. And it really does help to fight off the boxwood blight. So if you're seeing whole branch dying, that's not freeze damage. That is the blight. And you usually see kind of like a mosaic of color happening on the leaves. So, Anthony, hope that helps a lot.
It can't hurt to put out the micro.
Yeah, micro grow.
Because it helps build up the good fungus in the soil that is the army that fights off the bad fungus anyway.
It's kind of like a predator-prey relationship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're building a food web in the soil to eat the wimpy fungi that hurt your plants.
Yeah, you're partnering with them.
It's like you're buying a bunch of bears.
I like that.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. So I got to get the mineralizer and get the MicroLife and the green bag, and I'm good to go.
You're good to go.
Yep. Hey, thanks a lot. Great questions there by Anthony. Boxwood blight is real. Landscapers are usually the ones that have to deal with that because they put them in big rows and they start dying and they look like missing teeth. It's not a great sight. So, Anthony, thanks for those questions. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll be right back.
40% of foods end up in landfills. Save our planet one bucket at a time. Turn your food waste into rich compost without the mess. Moonshot Compost provides everything. Just fill their airtight bucket and leave it on your porch or drop it off. No bugs, no smell, no mess. Moonshot Compost provides a clean bucket and delivers your waste to professionals for composting, earning you rewards. Sign up. It's easy. Go to startcomposting.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I'm on the phone with the man, John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Hey, John.
How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, I always like to ask you a question every week just to help me improve my gardening game.
Let's go for it.
All right. Well, so my big thing is just how do I deal with an ugly lawn? Lots of bare patches. You know, weeds growing everywhere. I understand you have a method.
I do. It's getting good soil health, whether it's a lawn or a flower bed. Compost, good leaf mold compost is the single best thing you can do to the soil.
Gotcha.
You got to build the organic matter because that feeds the microbes. The microbes break up the hard pan and do other things. The dark color, particularly if you do it this time of year, helps warm the soil in the spring, which gets the grass growing quicker, greens up faster. And if you do it early enough, it can outcompete weeds and fill in, and most turf grasses will choke out a lot of the weeds.
Heck yeah. And so compost stop dressing, we're just taking the compost, spreading it very thinly and evenly all over the whole lawn, and it is amazing the results that people see.
Oh, absolutely. Over the years, I've got three-ring notebooks of testimonials from customers saying how much it just changed their yard, made it look better.
That is so cool. Well, you guys have the best leaf mold compost that there is, in my opinion, so I'm glad we're here talking to you about this. Tell us what your website is and so people can learn more about the product.
Well, the website is naturesway.resources.com, and there's hundreds and hundreds of papers on different subjects, everything from soil amendments to mulches and compost.
Well, there you go. If you want to know places that sell Nature's Way Resources, just go to Home Show Garden Pros website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and we can let you know some spots where it's being sold. Thanks, John, for your time.
All right, Danny. Have a great one.
All right. Talk to John. Now we'll talk to Mitch. Mitch, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, yeah, I apologize for asking a question that's probably been answered a thousand
times. Well, let me just say this, Mitch, is that we're happy to help people, and if a question gets asked over and over, it means that people are really pondering on it. So I'm actually grateful when people, you know, do ask a question they think has been asked a lot, because it means it's on their mind. So,
okay, so it's Queen Anne Palms. They started out in a pot. So they're only about 4 or 5 years old. They're not very big. But after the freeze now, my fronds are kind of bent over and brown. Do I cut those back? And if so, how far? And do I do it now?
I would not. I would wait to cut back your palm. And now I'm familiar with queen palms. Kind of a big, majestic palm, nice, big, long frond. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
And then I got a Queen Anne crinum that's really gorgeous, too, is another. So anyway, the dead fronds can do a real service, and they can kind of pull down. If you can imagine, their weight potentially opens up the crown and lets that space open. And that's like the big thing with not pruning them off, is that it's this weight that's kind of pulling that opening. The big danger is that your crown froze over and is going to kind of like shrink wrap the top, and then the tree won't be able to grow through it. So there's a good chance your queen palm will survive this, but it may not survive that shrink wrap top. And so doing some slicing up there, a little bit, maybe even talking to an arborist about it, leaving the fronds to let gravity kind of be your secret agent here. So I would not cut the fronds off, and I would keep looking at the top. I would definitely, like, you know, get on arbortrue.com, use their chat feature, and see what they think too.
Okay. Well, that helps me out a lot. One more question I had. We've got these banana plants that were in a pot, and they froze. And do I just cut that all? I tried to cut down a little bit, and it got kind of mushy. Do I have to go down a little lower?
I have the same problem with my taros, and I don't know the answer to that. What do you think?
So,
I mean, okay. Is it gone all the way down? Or
yeah, probably it's going to come back from roots. In pots are a little touchier because the whole pot may have froze.
But how much of the mush should you remove?
Oh, man. Bananas are great because you can really take some frustration out on them. Sharpen your machete and get out there, and you know, because you can't really cut them with a saw, so you got to use a sharp kitchen knife or a machete to actually like slice through it. But in your case, Mitch, I would get that knife and cut it down at the ground. It's either going to come up through the middle. This is true for the taro too, through the middle of the old plant, or it's going to start a new pup. But it's not. If it's mushy, it will not come up through the middle of the plant. That'll rot. So get off all the mush you can.
Okay, that's what I need to know. I sure appreciate your answer.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Mitch.
By the way, you can paint those fronds all kinds of different colors and make the plant look pretty. I saw somebody do that online, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt the fronds.
It won't
hurt
the fronds, and it makes the plant look attractive.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we'd love to hear from y'all, 281-496-5711. Our goal is to give you a thorough answer, but to get through you as quick as we can. So next up is Larry when we get back from the break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuvia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers.
your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, Freeze Recovery Dakota Rev is a great tool. The bottle just looks like it says Rev, so let's call it Rev for short here. Mm-hmm. This is awesome stuff. Anita uses it.
We use it in our propagation a lot.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference.
I'm using the veggie garden all the time. I haven't quite broke to using it in the lawn, although when I was doing lawns commercially for Herman Park, I loved using it where I needed a perfect lawn. So it's incredible stuff. It builds soil condition such that it has the perfect like combination of nutrients for everything. Increases blooms and fruiting. So if you're looking for like more flowers, mix it with some other stuff and get a great bloom cycle. But it adds essential carbon. So carbon is so underrated in the soil. We think of nitrogen, or NPK, but carbon is huge. And Dakota Rev, this Rev, is carbon. It's incredible stuff. Greenskeepers use it at golf courses. So a lot of these golf courses have to be safe for people, and they can't use a lot of the kind of fertilizers because they're bad for people or they smell bad. Dakota Rev, great for people, smells great, and it's available in Houston. So that wasn't always the case, but we got it here. Very exciting. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens has it. Also Warren Southern Gardens, Friendswood Gardens has it, Southwest Fertilizer. I think that the Enchanted folks are going to start carrying it soon, but it's available at a few places, but it works so great. Perfect for seeds, foliar spraying, transplanting, turf maintenance, and it's 100% natural. So learn more about the product at organicrev.com. If you want to know other places to buy it, go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's a lot of good info about it. This is really good stuff. All right, going straight to Larry. Larry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, Garden Pros. I've got one question. My lawn needs help. I know I've got compacted and nutrient-poor soil. Do the mechanical aeration machines I might rent at a rental or a big box store really work?
They do, but compost works just as effectively, just a little bit slower.
And I'll say this.
I could save myself the cost of the rental, spend my money on compost top dressing, rake that stuff out, and sit back and have a slow brewed cup of coffee. And about 6 months, do you think that would make a difference?
Not even that.
Yeah, I think you're talking a week.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You've set me in the right direction. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay.
Well, Larry's got a great question. You know, aeration's wonderful. By itself, it doesn't do very much. Just if you just aerate, it really doesn't do very much. If you can aerate and put down MicroLife or aerate in the compost top dress, that is a little boon of effect.
Mm-hmm.
But to really unlock the soil's health and to decompact, you have to have that biological element. It must be there. It must be present because the work you can do is on a big scale, but it needs a lot of little scale work. And that's where compost comes in.
Well, the aeration is a step. And if you don't follow through with the step, it's pointless to have even done it.
And also, there's so many great liquids that kind of really fast-track that aeration, too. So we've mentioned a bunch of them. Okay, thanks, Larry. Quick call. Love that. 281-496-5711. Susan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to say I love it when Mr. Ralph calls. I think he would be like the best neighbor you could ever have.
Yeah, I think
right?
So too.
Yeah, he's sharing his butter beans, his pecans. No, he's awesome.
Yeah, and you can just hear it in his voice. He's got to be a great guy. Anyway, we have about a 1 acre lot. The back part of it is wooded, and we have a lot of yaupon. We're trimming some of the bigger ones back, but the little ones that are coming up, do they come up from a seed, or is that like a root that sends out?
No, they come up from root. I have the same. I live with the same problem.
Well, they do both.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, they do both. But yeah, a lot of time it's the root, though.
If they're coming from a seed, you can just pluck them out. Mm-hmm. So it's always worth tugging on them.
And you can tell when you tug on them.
Okay, so just try to pull them up and then, okay. I didn't know if I kept clipping the little ones, if they would eventually give up or if they're just going to laugh at me. So
oh, no, that won't work for removal.
Okay.
Yeah, that won't work for removal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're great, great, great.
My second question, we also have honeysuckle vines out there. I don't think that's a native, is it?
I think the white honeysuckle might be a native.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I have that growing in my woods, too.
I will receive a text here in 50 minutes or so from somebody, because I've said that, to confirm it's native or not.
Yeah.
So, soon, if you just stay tuned, we'll get an update on that.
Do you know, I always go through my woods and just cut back the vines on a twice a year. I just keep after
okay.
it.
My question, I guess, was we've also got this vine that's really stickery. It looks like dewberry, but it never makes berries.
It's greenbriar.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that vine killer herbicide? I've tried to go totally organic, but is that vine killer herbicide just awful, awful? Or is it, if I use it really carefully, is that okay?
But I just cut it all back, but you can use, what's that called, that stump?
Stump and vine killer is the way that I like to
think
of it.
That's the way to go.
I can't remember what chemical that is. But
and you're just putting it on topically in one area so you're not poisoning everything.
Yeah, I was not going to paintbrush it on or something, mm-hmm. just a little bit, because it's just getting away from me with my job and everything.
Well, and greenbriar is very difficult because it is a huge underground tuber. And so,
it is gigantic.
I know. I've tried digging it, and it's just it also laughs at me when I do that.
Well, those are edible. So, you know, the tuber. The tuber's edible. Yeah, you just got to roast it for like 8 hours in a fire, and then you slice it. You can't eat it. You have to chew out the starch. Really pleasant experience. But hey,
I'm gonna write that one down, Daniel.
Survival wise, it's not bad.
Maybe if we go,
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
When the zombie apocalypse comes, I'll remember that.
Or if we get a couple more freezes, am I right?
Yeah. That too.
Well, thanks, Susan.
Okay, guys. Thanks a bunch.
You bet. 281-496-5711. Glad to hear from y'all. Take a quick break. We'll be back with Mike and Leslie. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Can you come out to play in your empty garden?
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, so let's see. Brian, Lowell, Anthony, Larry, Jesse. These are all questions we've had today about lawns. Fertilizing, and you got to get on your MicroLife. So MicroLife 624, that is the multi-purpose in the green bag, and this is just what you need to be putting on your lawns right now. Literally today, I'll be spreading, I think, 4 or 5 bags on my lawn, and this will push all that green that you're seeing under the thatch up to the top. Because it's inoculated with soil microbes, it will begin to eat the thatch, and so two of your problems will be solved. You'll get more green, less thatch. A cool thing about it is that it actually makes the grass grow so much underground and at the ground level that it outcompetes weeds. And so you'll actually like improve your grass enough. So as you're reviving freeze damaged plants as well, MicroLife fertilizer is incredible. The things that kind of have a oceany name, specifically the Ocean Harvest, really speeds up root growth. And if you can push that root growth, it'll be pumping more nutrients up into your plant, and you can even reclaim limbs that maybe are failing that scratch test. So something to be doing now. It's your trees, flowers, shrubs. Got to have those nutrients and minerals. Freezing weather can deplete these reserves. And also it can kind of turn off some of the plant systems. And that's what we're seeing. We got to turn those back on. And so that is why the Ocean Harvest liquid fertilizer is so key. So get out there, get your MicroLife. If you want to learn more about this stuff, it is phenomenal. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. They have a free plant recovery tip there. And it's totally safe for your kids, your pets, and your plants. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden pro location, MicroLifeFertilizer.com. So
281-496-5711.
We're talking with Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, guys. I got a cluster of about 20 banana trees that didn't make it through the freeze. And before the freeze, I didn't do a whole lot to them. So I guess the second part of my question would be, what should I do if they do bounce back? What should I do to take care of the soil around those banana trees?
Well, you need to clear out that area first because it's junky looking, I'll bet, right?
Yeah, it is now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then I'd put a good layer of compost in there and some MicroLife fertilizer, and then keep an eye on it as the sprouts come up, and it should be fine. Yep.
You think they'll bounce back?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. That's good. And should I mulch the area? Because it's kind of bare back there. Before the freeze, I didn't do anything, and they thrive. I'm not sure.
The compost will act as a mulch for you.
Mike, why are you growing why are you growing bananas?
They were there when I got the house, and I like them.
Okay.
I didn't,
you like
I didn't
that.
Put them there.
You like the tropical feel, the big leaf.
I've got a big yard, so they're, it's a nice cluster tucked away in that corner, and it gives me a lot of privacy from the neighbor behind me.
I mean, using compost for mulch one time while you're kind of in process of recovery is going to be a great thing to do, but then you do want to mulch them with a mulch just to kind of keep that soil from getting too compacted. And, you know, your patch will grow a little bit once you loosen the soil up some, but they won't be quite as dense.
Okay. Why did you ask about why did I have the bananas? Are they a bad idea to have?
Well, if you wanted food, if you're like really wanted food bananas, like you knew they were ice cream bananas or something like that.
Okay.
You would want fewer than 20. You'd want to like only let 4 or 5 come up from the whole pod.
You know, they've only produced bananas once, now that you mention it, out of like the last 5 years I've been there.
Now, are they the little ones?
Yeah, the little green ones.
Yeah, those are pretty awesome though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe spread them out, thin the herd out a little bit, and let them grow?
Yep, if you had 20, maybe you have room for 5.
Okay, and how often will they produce fruit?
One time.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah, they're like a grass. They're like a big grass. And so the banana comes up. If it makes fruit, that one will die. But there's always going to be putting up new pups from the ground. And so.
Okay, so it's a one-time banana, and then after that it's just a plant aesthetic.
A big green tropical, you know, marvel.
It really is, actually.
Yeah, no, I love them. I have the same description that you have, except I want bananas also. So I love the space fill they have back in the back corner of my yard. It's really nice to have that green patch.
Yeah,
and the texture.
It really does. It gives a nice tropical feel. So that's good. I hope they bounce back, and I appreciate your help.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling, man. All right, going straight to Leslie. Leslie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, good morning. I have so many questions, but I'll stick with two. I think one you may have already answered, and that was this August or September, I was needing to put compost on my yard, but couldn't find anybody to do it. But it was suggested to me to put on MicroLife Humate Plus. So I did that, and I was going to do it again in 6 months, which is about right now. And so my question was going to be, you know, everything looks so dead from the top, that is this a good time to go ahead and spread that out, or should I wait until I start seeing some green growth?
What part of town are you in?
I'm in Missouri City.
Okay. I mean, I personally would call Enchanted Garden and see if they offer that service.
Well, I did.
Okay.
Because I had called y'all before, and
yeah,
they have a minimum coming out to do something. But actually, I was not. But they were the ones that said, but you know, you can buy this plus, and so I got that and I spread it around. And the bag says do it again in 6 months. And I just figured gradually because the soil is so clay. It's just sticky here. So. I'll say this is that
Humates Plus is not a one-to-one to compost ratio, right? It's not. It has a lot of the qualities, especially some of the unique qualities of there's humic acid in compost. But Anita, what would you add to kind of add that microbial quality, that like, you know, inoculation sort of quality?
I'd use the MicroLife because it has the inoculates in it.
Okay, so you kind of do just the multipurpose 6-2-4 along with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can use those two together, maybe even put down the MicroLife first, then you'll gain a little bit more impact. So, or liquid like the MicroGrow that's inoculated too.
Doesn't MicroLife have? They also have in the light blue bag is the one that helps.
Yeah, the ultimate.
Not the ultimate. It's the light blue bag. I forget what they call that. It helps regenerate a lot of the fungal growth in the soil.
Well,
I wish I could remember the name of it.
I mean, I've been using that MicroGrow and I love it. They do have that other one.
I think it's a MicroGrow.
MicroGrow is an inoculant.
That must be it. That must be it.
But I'd use the liquid of that and then do your Humates Plus.
Okay, so the MicroGrow liquid first, and then the Humates Plus.
Yeah, yeah. And I think now is a great time.
Okay, I'm taking notes here. That's why I'm double-checking.
Well, and just there isn't like a perfect replacement for compost top dressing. It just does so much. I mean, it has a lot of nitrogen too, and that's just a hard thing to plant usable nitrogen is a hard thing to track down. Okay, what's your second question?
My second question is that I have a big, beautiful oak tree, water oak, in my backyard, but the grass, of course, doesn't really grow under it, so I end up with mud. But I'd like to be able to have, you know, chairs or loungers out under the tree. So, but make sure the tree can get plenty of water. So, all of that to say, is there good like a low growing ground cover that you'd recommend for that area, or would I be better to go in with like a rock gravel kind of surface before I put chairs and stuff out there?
I would do a hardscape, rock, gravel, something like that if you're going to be putting chairs and things in there.
Okay.
What's your thought?
I really love just using mulch for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get a big hardwood native mulch, it's going to be kind of long pieces. They're going to tangle in, except for the most very pointed chair bottoms. They won't sink in at all. And it'll actually be good for the tree. You'll actually be feeding the tree, and you won't have to worry about replacing a bunch of plants all the time. There's not many things that we can walk on besides grass that make a great lawn. I mean, like some of them don't like the shade. Like dayflower and horse herb are awesome, but it's tough to find those on the market.
Yeah, you just have to dig those out.
But I'm using
but
mulch.
Where would be the best place to pick up a good mulch like that, like in bulk?
I think Enchanted Forest has mulch in bulk.
Okay. I have a Living Earth Technologies close to me, but I didn't know if I think they're probably better for more of the garden bed kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think they have a hardwood mulch.
Okay. Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you all very much. I really enjoy learning so much from you.
Well, thanks, Leslie. What a nice thing to say.
Bye-bye. Okay.
281-496-5711. We're just cruising through a bunch of your questions, and I love questions like that because it lets us kind of like help you think of how to get a win-win situation. So both the tree gets health and you get your seeding area that's in some shade. That is awesome stuff. We're going to keep the conversation going. Good talking here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Pretty soon, we're going to check in with her on how everything's going up at Nelson's. Right when we get back from the break, we're going to talk to Greg and then keep the convo going. So this is Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, MicroLife fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood. Online at friendswood-hardware.com.
And a walk in the garden.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscape. We're all thawed out and ready for you to come out and visit us. We were fortunate enough to be able to protect everything we had at our nurseries, so we are ready to go. Come on out, and we'll work together to get everybody's landscape back in order. Now's the time to get out into your yard and find out what is native and what is not. We have lots of good amendments to help your plants recover. If you have any questions, we're always here to help. The tables are full of beautiful annuals and perennials. Lots of color here. Come on out and take a look. We have a great selection of fruit trees right now, both citrus and stone fruit. We have a great vegetable selection right now with more and more coming out every day. The tables are full of tomatoes and peppers and lots of other goodies for your garden. Don't forget to go to our website at myenchanted.com to sign up for our weekly newsletters. You'll get lots and lots of tips on how to get your plants to recover from the freeze. Also, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Enchanted Forest Richmond or Enchanted Gardens Richmond.
And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
Thanks, Joey. We are back, and we're going to talk to Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. Quick question for you, or a couple quick questions. I have a young avocado tree, probably about 4.5 feet tall, and I'm looking at it now, and it looks like it's trying to bloom a little bit. What's the best to fertilize it with?
Wow. Is it in a container? How did it get through the freeze?
No, it made it. It made all the leaves are gone now. All the leaves are gone, and I try to wrap it. I try to cover it best I could. And now I'm looking at it. I'm standing right in front of it now, and I'm seeing a little brown pieces that are like starting to extend from it, and it's about 4.5 feet tall. So, what do you think? Best thing to fertilize it with? I think it's still alive. It's still alive.
I would give it Dakota Rev. I would think that would be the best one to use on
Dakota
it.
Rev.
Yes.
I think that's a great thought. Yeah. Kind of drench it. So what you do is you would just put it in like your watering can. You know, maybe a couple glugs, if you will. And then fill the rest up with water and just drench it around the soil. And I then love the citrus fertilizer from MicroLife as an ongoing thing. But if we want to push new growth, something like Dakota Rev is a great plan.
I saw it. Start with the Dakota Rev and then come back with the MicroLife.
Yeah, in the orange bag. Mm-hmm.
An orange bag. All right, another question. My citrus trees look terrible. They look I like everybody else's, right? Yeah. They look terrible. So what do I do with them?
Well, we talked about this earlier on the show, and what we decided was to do nothing.
Okay, just let it go.
Yes, first, because
nothing weird.
Nothing weird, yeah. The leaves are going to drop off on their own. And as Danny said, citrus trees can fool you, which I learned from him that you can scratch the bark and it'll be black, and yet that can come back. So it's best to leave them alone for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, what I always tell people to do is just treat them like they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. You
know, you're buying some citrus fertilizer anyway, so put some of that out. Whatever you have left over, put that around your trees. And
Right.
You know, again, if you can do a drench of that with that Dakota Rev, it would help a lot. The more root activity we go, the more chance we're going to see some growth.
And where can I find Dakota Rev? Let me see.
What part of town are you in, Greg?
Okay, I'm downtown, but what's the place on? It's a place on Bissonnette. What's the
Southwest Fertilizer? Yeah, they've got it. Yep.
Okay, great. Hey guys, thank you very much.
Thank you. Great questions there, and we're going to go to a quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens. Now offering native plants, Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-496-5711.
We talk about compost a lot on this show. And, you know, there's compost that you can buy, like professional-grade compost, and then there's compost you can make. Usually your home compost is not as good, but it's so important to consider composting because it replenishes soil health, and it reduces greenhouse gases. It actually like collects some carbon in there. But not all of you have the space, the talent, or the inclination. You do have the waste. That's where a great organization like Moonshot Compost comes in. And they do drop-off weekly curbside pickup services to provide the power to compost without the hassles and the space. They give you all the supplies. They'll give you an airtight bin. You put your compostables in there, and they'll come pick it up. Or you drop it off, and then they take it to businesses like Nature's Way Resources. So it's like a service, but you accrue points, and as you accrue points, you earn compost. So here's the thing. You can spend your time gardening, still participate in this amazing process called composting, reducing waste, reducing greenhouse gases, and still get great compost. So keep critical, healthy nutrients in your neighborhood Moonshot Compost is a great way for you to get involved in a great composting process. They offer drop-off, pickup services, and now is a great time to get started. You're just starting to get all those veggie waste. They love that stuff. All your kitchen waste. They love all that. So see how clean and easy composting can be. Go to their website, startcomposting.com. These guys are awesome, and they're doing an awesome business, Moonshot Composting. Okay, answering gardening questions.
At 281-496-5711.
That is where we are, and we're going to talk to Robert. Robert, you're in Home Show Garden Pros.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I got two questions. The first one is, I live in my old magnolia. I live in between my house and my neighbor's house. There's a low spot, and I realize that the water stays there after it rains. Mm. But all the way up to my house, the grass is always soggy. It's like it just it won't absorb the water. Is there anything that you can put on there? I'm afraid to lift the low spot because then the water's going to run to my house. So I don't want it to run into my house. I want it to run to the ditch. But is there anything that you can put on the lawn to make the water absorb better into the lawn?
There actually are some new kind of inventions that sop up the water and soak it. They don't dry out real easily. An old one that we love is called expanded shale. It's kind of a small pebble, but they're very porous, and they suck up water when they're dry. And so, but the thing is that if it's constantly having water in it, they'll just stay wet. Another approach is to put down humic acid or compost in that space and open up the soil. But again, if it stays wet, it's not going to be there. What about some water plants?
Some water plants. Okay.
I mean, I'm what here about, with like a water gardening expert, Anita Nelson. I'm
yeah, wondering. Is it in full sun or shade or what?
It has a lot of shade because there's oak trees all in there, and so it has grass, and so I have to mow it, and that's great. But when you walk through it, even on a little small light rain, it's almost like you're walking in sponges. It's like you leave footprints walking in the grass.
Mm. You know what I would plant in there? I would plant a plant called water purslane. It's a low-growing ground cover. It likes wet. And it doesn't get tall, and it'll keep the area green and pretty looking, and then you won't see the bare spot from the low.
Yeah, there's some mechanical challenges that are just hard to overcome.
Yeah.
And plant selection can help a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that once the trees bud out and start spring growth, it'll suck up a lot of that water, and that might be a great time to put down something like Humates Plus. But most of the time, you're just going to be dealing with that because it's a low spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm all about taking advantage of it.
What did you call the tree again?
It's called water purslane, and there's several of them that you can try. There's water purslane. There's lemon bacopa, creeping Jenny. Ooh. All of them are just low growing, and they'll take the shade. So you can put them in that spot.
Okay.
Robert, what's your second question?
My second question was I was looking online to try to find. St. Augustine seed. Why do they not sell St. Augustine seedlings to just grow grass?
You know, great question. I don't really know exactly why. I've wondered the same thing. But it's just, you know, they don't seed that quickly, and I don't think it's that successful of a seed plant. And so, you know, maybe it's an industry, you know, monopoly. You know, I'm not really sure, but I do wonder that same thing. I'm going to ask somebody one of these days when I meet a grower. Hey, thanks, man.
Okay. Well, all right, thank you.
You bet. Now to Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning. I just have a couple of questions, and maybe you touched on it this morning, and it was before I started listening. But I have a lot of weeds that have started to just pop up all over my lawn, and I guess I'm a little confused because, you know, for the last maybe 2 or 3 years, all I use is MicroLife, and I do the compost top dressing.
Sure.
And the Humates Plus. And it's a little frustrating because I look at other lawns around the neighborhood that they don't do anything, and they don't seem to have half the problems that I'm having. And I don't know what the problem is, but immediately my issue is I just have a lot of weeds that have popped up in the front yard and backyard, and I have I've tried Agrilon, and Agrilon is great for, you know, if you're just doing spot treatments. But if you're trying to, you know, treat the whole lawn, is there something I should be using
right now? It's a tough time because we are facing this deal, and the weeds are more resilient than our St. Augustine, and so they grow faster. We're not doing anything to get rid of weed seeds. We can't because they blow in. I know it's a tough thing, but your St. Augustine will come and choke out those weeds.
And also, a lot of the weeds you're seeing now are the spring weeds that will just go away.
Yeah.
They will be gone in a couple months anyway, and that St. Augustine will fill in and choke them out.
Having said that, there is a broad spectrum called Miramichi that's a pretty cool spray. I'd still be using the Agrilon, but Miramichi will affect the St. Augustine as most herbicides will. Uh-huh. And so you really got to be careful in spraying that. But it's a fine for the soil, not going to hurt the soil, called Miramichi.
Okay. Well, if because I guess maybe you can explain it to me. Like, we had the freeze. And some of the weeds I saw growing like before the freeze, but it seems like the freeze didn't kill out any of the weeds. If anything, it seemed like they've come back with a vengeance.
Sure, sure. I mean, if you can imagine, a lot of the weeds are natives, and they're used to that. They thrive in it. They're there to kind of cover the soil. The soil always wants to be covered. Your St. Augustine, as the name would suggest, is from a tropical setting. It's not from here. And so it, you know, handles our weather and our conditions differently.
Right.
So, I mean, and also there are fast-growing, fast-seeding plants, so they don't really care about maintaining any sort of health. They just grow, put their seeds out, and move on. And so that's kind of one of the wrinkles of them, is just that they are going to grow faster and better. But, yeah, Miramichi, if you have to, and knowing that a lot of them are going to be gone in a month anyway, I don't know if that helps, but...
Yeah, now my last question, the more you cut it, will that help as well, like if you... cut your lawn more often while the weeds are still seemingly growing, will that help the grass and eliminate, you know, more of the weeds over time as well?
Yeah, absolutely it will, because every time you cut back its chance of making seeds.
Okay.
And so that also will start eliminating the problem. But, you know, St. Augustine is a really aggressive growing plant, and once it gets a hold and it's happy, it's going to choke out just about everything.
Okay. All right, and one last question. I noticed, and I heard you kind of mention it, should I be raking
the
lawn right now?
No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, right. Charles. We're running out of time, so thanks, man. Okay, we get back from this break. We're talking to Trish and maybe Maureen if we have time, but Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Building your lawn soil is a big deal. Water less, mow more. You'll see fewer weeds with healthier soil. We keep you growing on Home Show Garden Pros.
Want to just drive this home over and over is that healthy lawns, healthy gardens, healthy landscaping start with healthy soils. Aren't that many great options out there? Landscaper's Pride is one of them. They got mulches and soils. They're black humus. It is an awesome kind of mulchy soil. It's 100% aged pine, and it's dark, dark black because of microbial activity, not because it's been dyed. It's great for amending soils. It's great for topping off beds. It's great stuff. Another one I love is their Gardener's Magic. It is a mixture of that black humus. It's got soil conditioner, different kinds of compost in there. Great for raised beds, great for potted plants, and also really great for just adding to fill up spaces if you need it. Gardener's Magic is great stuff. It's one of the ones that you can actually grow veggies in if you're building a bed from scratch with it. So for healthier, faster-growing vegetables, shrubs, plants, lawns, choose Naturally Organic Landscaper's Pride. This is a local company doing a great job. All the Garden Pro locations sell it, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware. It's great stuff. If you want to learn more about where they're selling it, go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Anita, what's happening up at Nelson's these days?
Well, we're filling up the nursery with lots of plants to grow in your garden, petting plants, especially a lot of vegetables we've got
nice,
in right now.
Yes.
The shrubs, the trees, the fruits, everything, and everybody's excited to see green again. And so we're there. It's going to be a nice day. A lot of people are coming in with problems with their fountains from the freeze, so
right.
We've been giving out good advice on how to repair cracked pots and things
awesome.
Like that. So we're there for you this weekend. We're open Friday. I mean, we're open today and tomorrow, Sunday from 11 till 4.
Nice.
And then please come and see us. We'll be bright and happy and cheery to see you. And
that's
it's
awesome.
All good. It's spring is coming.
Spring is here. Spring is here. So, mm-hmm. All right, Trish. You're on Home Show Garden Pros. Go ahead, Trish. We're real short on time, so if you can make it as fast as possible.
Okay, good. I have several plants that are brown. One is ginger. The other is a rubber plant tree, and the other is a philodendron. And what do I do about those plants right now? And also my elephant leaves are also gone. I mean, basically, do I just cut them back and let them try to grow out?
That's exactly what you need to do. That's exactly what you need to do. The gingers for sure are going to come back, for sure. Philodendrons, I have a good feeling about those. Don't know about the rubber tree. And then the elephant ears, I love those plants. And we talked about those earlier, that they're real mushy. And you may get new growth from the center. And if not, you'll probably get pups coming up from the sides of those. So, but the rubber plant, I'm not so sure about. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, that one is a true mm-hmm. tropical
yeah.
tree. And so that's a scratch test down. If you want to see if it shoots up a new root and from a new shoot from the root, after you kind of do that scratch test, find its death point, which my guess would be the whole thing, and just
okay.
wait and see if it comes up. But yeah, that's a tough one. If it was outside or even.
It's a story and a half tall, basically, and
yeah.
it's been there for decades.
And yeah, I mean, you know, are you familiar with a scratch test method?
No, I'm not at all.
That's when you you start up as the top and you scratch it and you look at the underneath the bark, and if it's brown, then that part's not alive, and just work your way down every 6 inches to find out where the green is. And where you start to see green, you know that part of the tree is still alive.
Yeah.
You can trim
okay,
back
so
to
you
that
can
part.
Use a coin to scratch it or a knife, pen knife to scratch it or something like
a
that.
A penny, your fingernail, a pen knife.
I use
yeah,
a
don't
knife
go too
generally.
Deep. Yeah, and don't
yeah.
go too deep.
I use coins for lottery tickets and knives for scratch tests on trees. That's
okay.
what I do.
Okay, yeah. And great. And one other question. I have shrimp plants.
Yeah, those
they'll be
the
fine.
Ground.
Mine are black, but they'll be popping right back up.
Yeah, I would give them a little trim.
Mm-hmm.
I'd maybe take off the top third of them, reshape
okay.
them how you want.
I don't know about you, but mine have got trimmed all the way to the ground.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, that may be what has to happen then.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Then I'll do that
mm-hmm.
then, and then wait till they come back.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you. That is all.
Thanks, Trish.
Okay.
So thanks, everybody else. Those of you who are still waiting, send us an email. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro button. We do want to help you with your question. But we can't get to everybody. So great news is Tom Tynan is coming up after this with Home Show Radio. And Anita, great job.
Thank you, Danny. It was a pleasure to be here.
This has been Home Show Garden Pros.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com.
pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on, always free. HomeShowRadio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.